so much then for the Bodhisattva as the embodiment of the heroic ideal. One could say a great deal more. One could refer to the heroic ideal in Zen. One could refer to the heroic ideal in Tantric Buddhism. But perhaps enough has been said. Enough to show that Buddhism is not, as sometimes people may think, a weak or a feeble, a negative, a passive, or an emasculated sort of teaching. Now, just one more word before we conclude. I've spoken of Buddhism in terms of the hero and the heroic. And I've emphasized that the spiritual life is, in fact, the heroic life. But at present, we find that heroes are rather out of fashion. This started some time ago, perhaps on a more popular level, when the great novelist published a novel well over 100 years ago with a subtitle, A Novel Without a Hero. And it seems we've lost the hero since then. The hero is out of fashion. And this, I think, is a great pity in many ways, because man really needs something to live for, if necessary, something to die for. And it's this which the heroic ideal gives him, and which the heroic ideal in Buddhism also gives him. The heroic ideal as coincidental, we may say, with the spiritual ideal.